Tuesday public meeting looked at two core values listed in the general plan. Those were sense of community and natural setting. Planning Director Thomas Eddington said they had some good input on items such as open space and trails.
We talked a little bit about the future, talking about the, you know, just the trails, the ideas that we want to continue what we've built on over the past 10 years. Some of the comments on that one were fairly light. I think people were pretty supportive of where we were going there. We had some discussions regarding trailhead parking, some neighborhood issues. I think we'll get into that a little bit more on Thursday when we talk about neighborhoods. But we had some good discussion, and I think we came to some good conclusions with regard to satisfying everybody's needs.
Does that mean revisions, though, to the plan before it's adopted on the 19th?
We have some tweaks that we're making as a result of the meeting last night from both public comments and City Council, actually.
City Manager Diane Foster said there was also a focus on nightly rental.
There had been some a proposal with the idea of possibly limiting nightly rentals in Old Town to 50%. And where council landed on that one was specifically saying, no, we don't want to set a number. But what they did want to do, staff had done a lot of good research and Planning Commission had discussed this at length and did a lot of good work on it. And so council said, you know what, it is an issue we want to pay attention to. So they want to leave it in the general plan as a, hey, this is something we should pay attention to over time, but not something that they want to limit right now.
Another topic was private neighborhood covenants, known as CCNRs, which are not enforced by the city. However, Foster said the general plan will have a graphic that indicates those covenants are important to the city.
There are a number of homeowners associations in the community. In fact, staff's going to be doing some counting in the next few days. We do have a number of them on file in the building department, and they get notifications when someone is building in their neighborhood. But we heard from people who live in HOAs that do not allow accessory units. And so one of the things that they were asking, can we remove any reference to those at all from the general plan? And at the end of the day, council said, you know, this is a very important issue to them. They want to recognize it. They do not want to undermine CCNRs.
On Thursday, the City Council will continue looking at core values in the general plan. They will discuss the 10 neighborhood plans. Eddington said another topic is historic character.
What we tried to do in this core element of the general plan that we didn't have in the previous one is put a lot more images, discuss compatibility a little bit more, talk about the historic and significant sites within town, and then just talk about the overall character, you know, that qualitative sense that you get when you're on Main Street and or in Old Town, just talking about preserving that and tying it into the sense of community and small town element.
He said the historic discussion also recognizes that current residents will make their own history. That is, that the character of the town evolves.
I mean, what we build today should, you know, have some sort of significance for the next generation, right? And I think that that is something that we're really pushing. As soon as we finish this general plan, we're going back to look at the 2009 design guidelines for the historic districts and talking about doing a revamp of those as well. You know, we said we'd look at those every 2 to 3 years, and now it's time. But talking about ski era architecture and beyond, if you will, because there should be architecture that is based in today, based in the present, right? And hopefully that'll have a lasting characteristic for Park City in the years to come.
Another general plan open house is set for December 9th. Planning Commission looks at the general plan at a public hearing on the 11th, followed by more City Council discussion on the 12th. The Council will consider an approval on December 19th, although if needs be, the topic could be continued to the next year. On City Council's formal agenda Thursday night, starting 6 p.m. at the Marsat Building, the consent agenda includes approval for city insurance premiums. Foster said they will make some changes due to the Federal Affordable Care Act.
City staff, and in particular the HR department, along with transit and public works, as well as with our recreation departments, areas that have a lot of part-time staff, they actually completed the measurement period last year before the law actually added a year. So we were going to be in good shape to be able to adopt it. And what the city will be looking at and considering is probably in the neighborhood of about 20 people who the city who are considered part-time now, but who under the Affordable Care Act would be considered full-time in that over 20 hours a week. And city staff's recommendation will be to actually offer health care to those people.
Also in the regular agenda, council will receive a request from the Park City Film Studio to alter its phasing schedule.
Yeah, they're looking forward to trying to move maybe as early as spring in 2014. And so they're coming in. They had a phasing plan that was part of their settlement agreement commitment. And if they made any changes to that, it had to be heard before the city council. And so they have some minor changes. They're actually looking to maybe do a little bit more in phase one than they had originally considered when we did the settlement agreement.
City Planning Director Thomas Eddington and City Manager Diane Foster. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.